Six Music.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
From 2 a.m, the introducing mixtape with Tom Robinson.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
At midnight, Guy Garvey's finest hour. Right now, it's Don Letts.
Our start to the show, Sharon's Second Chance featuring Tony Allen. Okay, my friends, it's just turned 10, and once again, it's Culture Clash Radio, me, Don Letts, on BBC Six Music. Big up Mr. McConey for getting his free con, but right now, I'm going to do my thing, with brand new cuts from the likes of Field Music, Bibio, Santa Gold, The Clear, Porches, and The 1975. There's also three from my CV, as in Crucial Final, and tonight, it's 1969's Motown Chartbusters Volume 3. And I'll be crossing time, space, and genres with cuts from Senor Coconut, Little Axe, Bim Sherman, Devo, Sly and the Family Stone, and Cadence Weapon, to name just a few. Now, you know the coup and what I do. There's not too much talk or even technique. Just tasting tunes like this from the San Remo Golden Strings. Festival time. We'll be right back.
Gut.
Yet another track from Animal Collective's latest effort, Painting With. Yes, it's that good. Right, gotta big up fellow DJ Giles Peterson for doing what he does every Saturday afternoon on the station that rules the nation, even though he makes it impossible for me to get anything done while he's on air. You're tuned to Culture Clash Radio, me Don Letts on BBC Six Music. John Bago. Now, who's he, you might ask? Well, his real name was Arkland Parks, the Jamaican drummer Prince Buster credited as being the real creator of the ska style. In fact, it was John Bago that played on the very first ska record, Theophilus Beckford's Easy Snapping, released in 1956. Okay, let's cross time to 1978 and space heading to Akron, Ohio for Devo's I Can't Get No Satisfaction.
I can't.
My name's Giles Peterson, and I might need some help on Saturday afternoons.
Six Music.
I've been rummaging around in the dusty basement of Music's Underground for quite a while now. I've had my fingers in the bargain bin, the rarities, the emerging tweaks and filtered sound waves of the new. Then I'm off exploring, trying to find the root of where it all comes from. And every time I think I'm getting to understand how it all fits together, something comes along that makes me rethink it all over again. So put your pith helmet on and come and help me explore music's dustier corners. From Brooklyn to Benin, Tokyo to Toronto, Bristol and beyond, it's always an adventure.
This is Giles Peterson.
Every Saturday afternoon, 3 till 6 on 6 Music, or anytime you like on the BBC iPlayer radio app.
Good for you. Santa Gold there with Banshee from her new LP, 99 Cents. This next one's going out to Huey Morgan, touring the UK and beyond with his fun-loving Criminals. This is Korean Bodega.
The one giving love to their peoples many hours, many days. See, he is both the hero and the pragmatist, doing push-ups in the back and waving his fist. The kids from the school called it subterfuge. Scars on those lips is about to use.
Big Huge, unless you forget, you're listening to Dan Letts on BBC Radio 6, the Dance Selection Culture Clash.
Given to
Tones of Joe Dookie. New Zealand's Fat Freddy's Drop with 10 Feet Tall, the latest single to be pulled from their new album, Bays. Now let's fast forward right about now for a new one from Field Music's latest album, Common Time. This is Don't You Want to Know What's Wrong. Culture Clash by name, Culture Clash by nature.
Oh,
1996's Slow Fuse, produced by Adrian Sherwood. That was Skip McDonald's Little Axe with Short Fuse. You're listening to Culture Clash Radio on BBC Six Music, and it's time for three from the Don CV. That's Crucial Vinyl. I'm talking about the albums that moved and made me the man I am today. And tonight I've chosen Motown Chartbusters Volume 3, released in 1969. Now, truth be told, I'd normally avoid compilations as Crucial Vinyl because it feels a bit like cheating. But this daddy of a comp sat right alongside Tighten Up Volume 2 as an essential part of the soundtrack to my youth, featuring as it does the very best of Tamla Motown stable at the height of their careers. From said release, this is Marv Johnson's I'll Pick a Rose for My Rose.
ups and downs, my dreams all fall through. Things just don't work out no matter what I do. Disappointment haunts me through each lonely day. The world around I see in only shades of gray. Up off the ground, something always happens to bring the curtain down.
Going out to them and those that would have been on their toes to tunes like that at the Lansdowne Youth Club in Stockwell, South London, back in the late 60s, early 70s. The Four Tops, I'm in a Different World, preceded by The Supremes' Love Child, as featured on this week's Crucial Vinyl, Motown Chartbusters Volume 3, released in 1969. Now, to bring us bang up to date, another cut from Belgica, an original soundtrack by Belgian-based trio Soulwax. This is Aquazole's Slippy Finger.
Thank you. must be dreaming what I'm feeling. Must be dreaming. I don't believe in you. Must be dreaming what I'm feeling.
Imagine a world with a shortage of funk.
And what if
there wasn't enough soul to go around?
This is the news.
Music officials today urge people not to panic buy funk or to stockpile soul, as supplies threaten to run dry.
And that would mean no more of this.
It's Craig Charles' Funk and Soul Show.
Can't keep up with the rhythm.
This is your very own kitchen disco.
This full of funky things.
So, Six Music listeners, max out your funk and S-O-U-L reserves and protect yourself from a possible funk and soul apocalypse.
The Craig Charles Funk and Soul Show.
Delivered straight to your eardrums.
Download it now on the BDC iPlayer radio app.
Six Music.
I remember that summer up in the crib, just like Adam with the missy rib. The cocaine kids where they used to live. The hairdresser used to talk, yeah, real, real clear. But I got a great mind, and he's going in the fist. The answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind of how the dumb monkeys got gorilla in the midst of a struggle via fist for a slice and a fifth. Back then, yeah, I didn't used to rip shirts. I broke out quick, no shit, sure, a lot of nerd hop. No, never, I'd never talk shop. I'd only talk drop like drop your drink, drop your pants, drop your plans, drop your friends, drop your hand, drop a link, pop a lock for young have not. We used to grab pops and stunts like Bruce Willis, what are you talking about? The youth crew's back. 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 Silent summer's discreet about it. Got hammers in the wrist and the line of gout. I miss those kids with the rubber headbands. Deadpan comedy, clothespin to the dress. No spins, just press. Preferably full courtship. Horse kick and torsion, I'm not very sharp, but I'm dull and torn if you're down for a lark. Oh, you know me, oh, you know about Shark. There's no reference, less party of the Shark. Tank, green to the scene, hardly even started. Hip-hop hipsters, dearly departed. Cover the phrase and keep it in your locket. We're all on the floor, regretting the week. But no shame on top or beneath the sheets. New funeral, yeah, send me a wreath. The youth crew's back. 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 The youth crew's back.
Seen on the Famer, told to talk like sex, no talk like Kramer. If you wanna check me, baby, I'm easy. You're a cute little styler with a half-eaten rider. Cut off your fitted cap, take your power like Siler. I run out the clock, report to the miser. Rhyme-wise, I'm a lifer with a bullet-ridden bedpost. Nose to the grindstone, dig until your mind's blown, throwing abuse. The girls got loose on fructose juice. At the hop, ally halo, take shots like Salah. At the time I was speaking, track 9 of this album. Club boys powder the nose, no talcum. I still rock the arrows like the rub. Where's the kid who's still sneaking to the club? The youth crew's back. 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 The youth crew's back.
One of Canada's most creative rappers, Roland Rowley Pemberton, better known as Cadence Weapon with In Search of the Youth Crew, from 208's After Party Babies on Big Dada. Right, last week I mentioned a company that'll turn your dearly departed's cremated ashes into a playable vinyl record. Well, not to be outdone, apparently Matthew Herbert's recorded the sound of ingredients and made them into an edible record. Go figure.
Thank you.
Sly and the Family Stone's Everyday People. You're listening to Culture Clash Radio, me, Don Litz, on BBC Six Music, and we're fast approaching the time I slam on the brakes and slip into cruise mode. To that end, tracks from the likes of Bobby Gentry, Bibio, David McAlmont, Smoke Fairies, and more, right after an even heavier dub of a track I played a few weeks back. This is Don't Stop the Dance, the Grasshopper meets Brian Ferry version.
Music.
Something Wicked This Way Comes, from Barry Adamson's 1999 compilation, The Murky World of Barry Adamson. And I think he's actually got a new album out right about now. Anyway, this is Don Letts Culture Clash Radio on BBC Six Music. Coming up in my final laid-back hour, the 1975, Mo Horizons, Porches and Nazca Lines, amongst others. But right now I'd like to slide back to 1967 for a tune that caught my imagination when I was just 11. This is Bobby Gentry's Ode to Billy Joel.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day. I was out chopping cotton and my brother was baling hay. And at dinner time we stopped and walked back to the house to eat. Mama hollered at the back door, y'all remember to wipe your feet. And then she said, I got some news this morning from Choctaw Ridge. Today Billy Joe McAllister jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Said to Mama as he passed around the black-eyed peas, well, Billy Joe never had a lick of sense. Pass the biscuits, please. There's 5 more acres in the lower 40 I got to plow. And Mama said it was a shame about Billy Joe anyhow. Seems like nothing ever comes to no good up on Choctaw Ridge. And now Billy Joe McAllister's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. And brother said he recollected when he and Tom and Billy Joe put a frog down my back at the Carroll County Picture Show. Church last Sunday night. I'll have another piece of apple pie. You know it don't seem right. I saw him at the sawmill yesterday on Choctaw Ridge. And now you tell me Billy Joe's jumped off the Tallahatchie Bridge. Said to me, child, what's happened to your appetite? Well, I've been cooking all morning and you haven't touched a single bite. That nice young preacher, Brother Taylor, dropped by today. Said he'd be pleased to have dinner on Sunday. Oh, by the way, looked a lot like you up on Choctaw Ridge. And she and Billy Joe was throwing something off the Tallahatchie Bridge. A year has come and gone since we heard the news about Billy Joe. Brother married Becky Thompson, they bought a store in Tupelo. There was a virus going round, Papa caught it and he died last spring. And now Mama doesn't seem to want to do much of anything. And me, I spend a lot of time picking flowers up on Choctaw Ridge and drop them into the muddy water off the Tallahatchie Bridge.
Don't make
Cashier. Found that on Patchwork, the brand new debut album by The Clear. Next up, a Jamaican artist inspired by the punky reggae party to move to London and work with the likes of Adrian Sherwood and the Slits Arry Up. This is the late great Bim Sherman's Love Forever.
The whole spectrum of music. It's a chance to hear sounds from all over the world. A colourful mix of all eras passing through cities, continents.
It's just everything he plays, I find it so infectious. Bogdan Macarescu.
Be my travelling companion as I transport you through the best recordings I can find. In one show, I played music from 19 different stations. I mean, countries. At the end of the rainbow with me, Keris Matthews. Download it now on the BBC iPlayer radio app.
Six music.
Thank you.
sampled by many, bettered by none, and we're talking over 50 artists. That was Tom Tom Club with 1981's Genius of Love. This is Smoke Fairies, We've Seen Birds.
Yeah.
brand new single from Bibio drops April 8th on Warp Records. And that's from his forthcoming album, A Mineral Love. Let's keep this baby moving with a cut from one of this country's greatest soul singers, David McAlmont. This is Super Paradise. Listening to Culture Clash Radio, me, Don Letts on BBC Six Music.
Ladies and gentlemen, many songs have been written, and this is one of them.
German DJ duo Mo Horizons with Yes Baby Yes, which you can find on 1999's Come Touch the Sun. Okay, I just gave you one great British soul singer. Well, here's another. I'm talking about John Terrell again, with a remix of a cut from his 2013 debut album, The Kingmaker. This is the right mix at the wrong time.
For you to get it on.
back-to-back bass-heavy tracks. That was Nazca Lions with the Duff Sound vocal dub of Compass Points. Right, if you're feeling my flow, you ought to know you can catch up, tell a friend to listen again and check track listings via my page at the Six Music website. Or you can download Culture Clash Radio via the BBC Radio iPlayer app. This is Senor Coconut's take on the Kraftwerk classic Trans-Europe Express.
Mastermind Chair. I'm joined by the long-time incumbent of another fellow breakfast radio host, Sean Keaveney, answering questions on the Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show. Starting now. You do two risible impressions of an elderly man and woman obsessed with what, respectively?
Record release dates and the albums of Adele.
Correct. In the last episode of Crouch Enders, what foodstuff did Betsy beg Mummy for?
Olive and parsley stuffed vine leaves?
No, I'm afraid it was pomegranate molasses. And which emotion is best attributed to the people who listen to the show? Is it love, despair, or bemusement?
Love.
No, the answer was bemusement.
The Sean Keaveney Breakfast Show.
Back Monday morning at 7
on 6 Music.
That was Underwater, as featured on his new album Pool on Domino Records.
Something wrong here, they can be no denying.
Chalmers comp on Trojan Records I mentioned a few weeks back. That was The Chosen Few with their take on the Carole King classic It's Too Late, which it is because I'm plumb out of time. Thanks for giving me yours. That was Culture Clash Radio on BBC Six Music with me, Don Letts. I'm back next week, same time, same channel, different selection. Until then, I'm signing off with a cut from the 1975's new album, I Like It When You Sleep, For You Are So Beautiful Yet So Unaware of It. This is If I Believe You.
Got chains on that's infected, and I'm petrified of being alone. It's pathetic, I know, and I've tossed and I turned in my bed. It's just like I love. If I told you I need you, is that what you want? And I'm broken and bleeding and begging for help, and I'm asking you, Jesus, show yourself. Showing me consciousness is primary in the universe, and I had a revelation. I'll be your child if you insist. I mean, if it was you that made my body, you probably shouldn't have made me atheist. But I'm a lesbian, 'cause I'm an evangelist. And if you don't wanna go to hell, and this, you better start selling this. If I told you I need you, is that what you want? And I'm broken and bleeding, I'm begging for help, and I'm asking you, Jesus, show yourself.
This is BBC Radio 6 Music.
6 Music.
From 2 a.m, the introducing mixtape with Tom Robinson.
BBC Radio 6 Music.
Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Barry BC, that's who.
I look high, I look low, I look in everywhere I go. Looking for a home in the heart of the country.
Is how I'd describe Macca in that song, Heart of the Country. Positively daffy. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome to the programme, everybody. Pre-recorded for you in my house in North Manchester, where there's a light drizzle on the skylights, and one of my radiators that needs bleeding is making a sound like a jailer doing his rounds through the wall. Unmistakable.